I'd like to welcome everyone here this afternoon. My name is Penny Goldsmith, and I'm the coordinator of PovNet. We work with anti-poverty advocates on the internet. I want to thank everybody who's been involved with organizing this event today at very short notice. At the last frontline advocacy workers meeting, it became very clear that we needed to talk, we needed to strategize, we needed to get some information about what's going on in this province right now with welfare and the cutbacks and the disability letters that people are getting, and this is what this meeting is about. We've got a lot of stuff to cover in a fairly short time period. There's a couple of housekeeping things that I just want to let people know about. We will be having a short coffee break. You see the agenda in front of you. Coffee's not quite ready yet, but it will be. There's juice and there's some muffins and donuts over there too, thanks to legal services, so help yourself whenever. The event is being videotaped by Julius Fisher of Working TV. If anyone wants to ask a question and does not want to be videotaped, you've got two options. One option is to just say no camera as you get up, and Julius will just turn it off. The other option is that Lisa from DERA will ask your question for you. She's going to be a stand-in. So those are your two options if you don't want to be videotaped. Women's washroom is around there. Men's washroom is through the door there. When you do have questions, we're going to have speakers and then questions and answers after each speaker. Keep your questions short because we want to get as much information out as possible. End Legislative Poverty is taking notes and will be providing minutes to people, so make sure you register when you come in so, and your address is there so she can send you minutes. Also, there's materials over there that you can pick up as well. And that's probably it. Do people have any questions before we get going? Okay, let's get going. First on the agenda is Roxane Vachon. And Roxane is a lawyer. 50% of her casework is criminal, 50% is poverty law. She's the supervising lawyer for the Law Foundation Advocates at the Kettle, Downtown Eastside Residents Association, the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, and Tenants' Rights Action Coalition. She worked at Legal Services for 8 years, and Roxane is going to talk about fraud provision.